And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, in Arkansas, that's where we start, a group called Arkansans for Limited Government claims to have gathered over 100,000 signatures from all 75 counties to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot this fall. Now, you might think an organization with limited government in its name would be all about, well, limiting government. But in this case, think again. We live in an upside-down world. At the moment, this organization seems to want to expand government reach right into the womb. The proposed amendment would nullify Arkansas's current protections for the unborn, allowing abortions up to 18 weeks and beyond in certain cases. This in a state that saw zero abortions in 2023. Arkansas Right to Life warns that the measure could make it impossible and illegal to pass any common sense protections for the unborn child or her mother in the future. But they're not taking it lying down because they've started a statewide canvassing effort. Arkansas will join 8 other states with similar ballot initiatives in the works. Looks like the battle for life is definitely heating up. On military news, former Space Force Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer is speaking out after being ousted in 2021 for criticizing the spread of woke ideology in the armed forces. Lohmeyer, who wrote a book on the subject, told Fox News that he was fired for being publicly critical of critical race theory. Lohmeyer argues that such ideologies are dividing the troops and calls for eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion trainings from the military. He said, quote, "You gave your life and service to your country and the American people, and you're not doing it for the pay. You're doing it because you've become convinced of the greatness of the American ideal." Meanwhile, the Biden administration has requested an additional $114.7 million for diversity programs in the upcoming fiscal year, a total of $269.2 million in taxpayer dollars on military diversity since Biden took office. I guess in the new woke military, the enemy isn't just over there. It's potentially also the person in the butt next to you with differing political views. Thanks for that. In a tragic turn of events in Kentucky, a mass shooting at a 21st birthday party in Florence left 4 dead and 3 wounded. The suspect, a 21-year-old, had previously been convicted of unlawful transaction with a minor stemming from a 2021 incident involving a 13-year-old girl. Despite the serious nature of his crime, the offender received only a 5-year suspended sentence and probation, and later violating that said probation, but was again released. And this case is one that raises some pretty serious questions about our justice system's handling of such offenders and the potential consequences of lenient sentencing. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.